This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Chile's with us in Missouri. Joey's with us in Michigan. I'm Vin Fennelli. Dr. Chile and Joey, on Friday, we introduced a new instructor. His name is Samuel Milham, M-I-L-H-A-M. And he's a medical doctor. He's 87 years old. And he lives in Washington State. He wrote a book called Dirty Electricity. And it's available on Amazon. And we're talking about dirty electricity. And we're talking about how the transmission of electricity from power generation ultimately to the end user does not have enough of a return path. So the ground is being used as a return path, partially. So we are putting electricity into the ground, and the greater the concentration of people, the greater the electricity amount we are putting into the ground. And it is affecting little animals, salamanders, for example. And I mentioned to Joey off the air before the broadcast, where are the salamanders? Now, I haven't seen them in years, maybe 30 years, 30. I see them all the time when I was younger. I don't see them here in Missouri. Dr. Chile, are you noticing fewer small animals on your farm?
On my farm. You mean mice and rats and things like that?
Are you noticing few? Well, I'm talking about snails and worms and salamanders.
I can tell you one thing that has not decreased is the insects that kill my vegetables. There are more of them than any year I've ever had. I'm not going to have a single bit of broccoli this year.
Okay, Joey, what is your experience? What are you seeing?
You know, just what Norm said with the leaves, whatever kind of little bugs are eating the leaves, I mean, and they're eating a lot of the bugs, the leaves, there's holes in everything. And what I do notice, and I don't know if it's from the we'll call it heavy metal spraying from the chemtrails, and if when those metal particles hit the soil, the thing I know the most, and you think about what you just said, you return electricity into the soil with a heavy metal pattern, all of a sudden the soil gets electrified. But my soil, after it rains, the soil gets algae on it. I mean, it's got a green algae on it, or like a green mold. I've never seen that before. And then where I rototilled the garden, all the new vegetation that comes up is a strange little plant with flat leaves. There's 5 or 6 or 7, and they're very sharp. You know, they're very sharp, and they have more of a bulb for a root, not a root like you'd pull a grass up with, you know, just fingered roots coming off. It's almost like a cattail root. And a bigger area I rototilled, after 3 weeks, that was a complete little crop of that plant, yet all the surrounding ground that wasn't rototilled, it was completely different. It had normal grass, normal weeds that you would see. But it's very strange. So, yeah, I'll agree with you with that, Vincent. I just don't know what that means. Because the microorganisms in the soil aren't there to feed the plant as well. ahead.
There are plenty of ponds here in Missouri that look like they've been carpeted with AstroTurf. The color of AstroTurf, that kind of a strange green color. There is algae on top of these ponds that's that color, and it's as thick as carpeting. It's not like a few molecules thick. This is like AstroTurf thick. Are you seeing that in Michigan?
All over. That's the UV killing the algae in the water. It's amplifying it, and then that floats to the top. That's where that's coming from. The UV is much
more... Dr. Shealy, are you seeing that on your... Yeah.
Go ahead.
Are you seeing that as well, Dr. Shealy, on your ponds?
I don't... I actually don't see much algae on my farm anywhere. We don't have any water.
We've got it. Okay. Well, we've got a lot of ponds here, and we've got some around us on other farms that we can see from the road. And they've got this thick green carpeting. And on the rooftops, I notice a dark, dark, dark brown to charcoal gray. Looks like mold. It's only on the northern sides of the roofs, you know, that don't get sunlight. Are you seeing that, Joey?
Yeah, also not on just roofs. Next time you go to any town where there's a giant water tower, look at the base of the water tank up in the air. You know, they're usually up in the air a couple hundred feet. Look at the bottom. It's all black, or at least it looks black from the ground. And there's air on all four sides of it, and it's still growing a mold or a bacteria on it. So, you know, but don't worry. There's nothing going on and nothing's wrong. That's why apparently your house insurance, when you write a policy, if your roof is older than 8 or 10 years old, they won't even include the shingle part of your roof because your roof will wear out much faster now. And they're already finding that out. So you're getting a new education you don't even know about. That'll be when you need the roof, and then if you have to tear the shingles off, it's twice as much money, and then it's a hidden expense you weren't anticipating.
Joey, are you seeing a difference in the mold based on the color of the substrate? So, for example, it would be easier to see black mold or dark-colored mold on white, on a white surface. Do you think the color of the surface has any impact with the mold?
I don't believe that. Do you remember a few years ago we were talking about the mold on wood? You had brand-new wood you set inside your barn, and it was getting the mushrooms on it? You know, and it has something to do what's in the air. What do you want to call it? It's almost like we're being terraformed as a planet. We're being prepared. I've seen more snakes this year than I've ever seen, and snakes like I've never seen. Different color patterns. The one particular property, 24 years I've seen one snake. This year I've seen three. And luckily, the one got hit by a car, and the other one got hit by a long-handled shovel with a yellow handle on it. I think I was holding on to the handle. And that was in the last week of April, which you never will see a snake in April. And it was two snakes, a big snake and a little snake.
Have you seen a black snake with red dots all over it? I saw that recently. I never seen that before.
No, but I had black checks on its belly. Like black, little, not completely rectangular, but they're not exactly square. And that thing was striking at the shovel. And I was telling somebody, and they said they listened to a radio show. The guy says, as the solar anomalies occur, it's something about snakes and insects are going to get a lot more aggressive. But I've seen these snakes, a neighbor of mine, or a friend of mine, not neighbor, he says he bumped into a snake the other day. He says it was 6 feet long. He says, but the belly was 5 inches around, and the head on it was as big as his foot. And he wears a size 10 shoe. And he says, snakes don't bother him. I'm not fond of them. But I says, why didn't you hit it? He says, I didn't have anything, and all I did is run the other way because I've never seen a snake. Usually a 5-foot snake is an inch and a half around. This thing, he says, was 5 inches. And I know he's not exaggerating, because what little bit I know about him, he's very up and up when he's making a description, telling you how to do something. He's always more than fair. So a snake seems to be a new issue around here in more of an abundance. You seen any of those by you, Ben?
Okay, the reason I'm not that large, however, I have seen some snakes, and I think, yeah, more of them. And the reason that I mentioned the dirty electricity is I believe that there is a relationship between the amount of electricity we are dumping into the ground and the number of animals that are coming out of the ground. And they're furious. They're angry. They're angry with us. We're messing up their homes. And they're taking it out on us. I looked up the number of snake bites in the United States. It's gone up 10% since last year. 10%.
Wow.
There are more snake bites. Now, why is that? Is it because we're picking on snakes? I think we're invading their homes with electricity or something. And they're coming out of the ground. I think that's the case.
Well, and I know, what do you want to call it? The word's not oxygen, but say we're within a shell. The energy in the shell is different. You know, like after a thunderstorm, you notice how dark green the leaves get from the electrical energy in the air. Well, with all the poison and the, what do you call it, electrical smog, that has to be having an effect on how the energy in the air doesn't dissipate and it's pushing back into the soil. So you're probably very right. And, you know, you can only wonder, like, those large electrical towers that are all galvanized steel frames and they go into the ground on concrete footings. Well, those things, when you drive by those lines, you hear them buzzing. I mean, it's pretty scary. You can feel the vibrations coming off the wires. But if that's going back in the soil, it really can't benefit you too well. So, I mean, you're right. This is a whole perception I hadn't even given a thought to.
All right. Let's talk about these power lines and the high-tension power lines, the ones that have high voltage that, yes, you can hear humming away just standing underneath them. Dr. Shealy, I'll bet you remember this, that if you take a 4-foot fluorescent light bulb, you know, the kind that we used to have in office buildings, even in basements and garages, or if you took a longer one, an industrial 8-footer, that's the kind we have in our garage shop and in other locations throughout our farm, these 8-foot long fluorescent tubes. If you take one of those and you hold it in the middle, underneath these power lines, with nothing attached to the fluorescent light bulb, just nothing, just your hand holding it in the middle, and you hold it up over your head, parallel to the electric lines, it'll light up. Dr. Shealy, have you experimented with that? Have you heard of that?
Well, actually, that's the way I test my rejuvenation matrix. When I activate the Tesla coil that runs the rejuvenation matrix, if I just hold a little 18 or 20 or 4 inch, probably 18 inch, fluorescent tube in my hand, and it'll light up near the mattress.
Joey, have you experimented?
No? I never did that, Vince. I'm going to try that.
Okay. Well, the 4-footer is a good place to start. All right, we'll be right back with Dr. Shealy and Joey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. Joey's with us in Michigan. When I was talking with Sam Milholm, we were talking about alternating current in the United States, North America, and we use the 240-volt split system, split phase. So what that means is you have two wires coming into your house with a ground. And coming into your service panel, your breaker panel, your fuse box, you've got three wires. One wire is called black. One is white, and the other is the ground. If you go black, red, and the ground. If you put a voltmeter between the black and the red, you'll get 240 volts AC. If you put a voltmeter between the black and the ground, you'll get 120 volts. If you put a voltmeter between the red and the ground, you get 120 volts. But there's only two wires coming into your house. From the overhead lines, but one of them is connected to a ground. So if you're using 120 volts, your circuit is grounded. And what Dr. Milholm was saying is the return path to the grid is not sufficient to carry all the current. So some of it goes through the ground. And it seems to me that salamanders and worms and snakes are having a tough time, and they don't like it. Cows, we've heard the stories of cows dancing because they're being shocked through their hooves. And what Dr. Milhelm said was really fascinating. He said that concrete slabs are on dirt. Sometimes there's a layer of plastic between the, let's say, gravel, then plastic, then concrete on top. But a lot of times concrete slabs are just poured on the ground. And he said that you can measure the electricity in a concrete slab. There's rebar, which is a kind of a an iron material that reinforces the concrete. It expands and contracts at the same exact rate as concrete. So it really works well as reinforcement. But he said that if you have a concrete slab, you can measure electricity anywhere that concrete slab is because there's so much electricity in the ground. So if you think about that, even the Amish, with no electricity whatsoever, have AC if they have a concrete slab or if they have a water pipe that goes into the ground that's metallic. So if you have a basement, a concrete slab that you're living on, a porch, concrete steps, a shower base that's an organic type of a material like stone or concrete shower base, they're electrified because of the plumbing, if you have metal plumbing as a drain system. Joey, you've poured a lot of concrete in your life. Have you ever seen an insulated concrete pad for a house that is totally insulated from the ground?
Well, they're doing it now for building code, but you just point a thing out, because normally they, whoever they are, they don't do anything for your good or your safety, but they claim, you know, you'll put insulation down going into the ground and then under the slab so you don't resonate the outside in, bringing the cold. But that's a really interesting thought. If you put the barrier between the concrete and the ground, you're not getting the energy. And it's interesting because you mentioned the word the Amish. And the Amish tend to, where I go get feed, the kids all don't wear shoes. I mean, it could be 45 degrees out. I says, well, did you put the boots on yet? And the other day, 3 weeks ago, I was there, and a kid had a piece of duct tape around his foot. I said, oh, you got a blowout in your foot, huh? He started to laugh. Stepped on a nail. But those people, they don't wear shoes because they're grounding out in the soil. And think about this. Leather shoes have become obsolete. Before, if you wore a leather sole and you walked on the ground, you were grounding out. Now, 99% of all boot and shoe and sandal and any kind of footwear has plastic between you and the ground. And, Norm, what is the importance of being able to ground out? Like, if you're working in the garden and you're on your hands and knees and you put your hands in the soil, you're basically like walking barefoot. You're grounding out. So, realistically, there has to be a benefit to being grounded, true or false.
There's a great deal of evidence that, you know, they even make sheets with silver threads in them that you can ground, and they're much healthier. It is much, much, much healthier to be grounded.
Hold that thought. An interesting topic. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Strong words from President Trump as he condemns the weekend's deadly mass shootings. One in El Paso that killed 20 people. One in Ohio that killed 9. 10 counting the gunman who was shot and killed by police. Speaking from the White House, the president says,
Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul. We have asked the FBI to identify all further resources they need to investigate and disrupt hate crimes and domestic terrorism.
The president saying in the wake of the shootings that there needs to be a bipartisan effort to reform the mental health situation in America, and he says the perpetrators of deadly gun violence should always face the death penalty. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go
to
the for 2 seconds,
dirty.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Regarding the discussion of dirty electricity, I have a couple of thoughts I'd like to share with Dr. Shealy and Joey. We talked about the Amish and how often the young ones wear no shoes. They walk around barefoot. I've seen it a lot. And we've talked about grounding the body. And I'm wondering if there's a difference between then and now, meaning before the amount of electricity put in the ground has doubled and tripled as compared to now. Was it better to ground then when there was less electricity in the ground, or do we still need to ground our bodies? But here's the thing. So the National Electric Code, which applies all over North America, says that you will ground your electrical AC system with a ground rod. And you, typically it's an 8-foot rod, about 5/8 of an inch in diameter. It's copper coated, or it's a copper sheath around an iron rod, and it's driven vertically into the ground a very short distance from the service panel or the meter base. And so the meter base is, that's from the utility company, is grounded to this. And then continuing on to your breaker panel is a copper, solid copper wire, either number 6 or number 8 gauge. So it's all connected. Your wiring is connected to the ground rod. But there are some new thoughts about grounding. And in concrete is usually placed rebar, which is this iron rod with a rough surface on it. And it's embedded in the concrete. Now, when you put a concrete wall in, you put a footer into the ground. You dig out an area. That's the deepest part of your concrete wall, or basement wall, or short wall around your home. There's a footer. And in the footer are typically two pieces of rebar. And what the new thoughts on grounding are, if you weld together those two rods, and then you run a stub up that's welded to that, that can be your ground. Instead of driving a rod into the ground, you can use the rebar, as long as it's greater than 20 feet long, that's already in your concrete. Now, this is not in the ground. This is embedded in your concrete. And what is thought to be the reason for this is the moisture in the concrete in the ground will carry the electrical signals, whatever they are, stray electricity, dirty electricity, into the ground, as a ground rod would. So now no ground rod, but using the rebar in your walls, in the ground, and in the footer in the ground supporting your walls, as long as they are welded together. Joey, have you heard of that?
That's an interesting thought, and I never have heard of it. And the only question I have is, if there was an EMP, would that surge and run through the maze of the welded rod in that structure and cause the rod to explode? So I was listening to a thing about EMPs, and I knew overhead wires were affected, but all underground wires are affected. And the underground wire will just catch on fire. And they were saying when that Carrington effect occurred in the 1890s or whenever it was, all the telegraphs caught on fire, and there were just telegraph lines. No buildings had power into them other than a wire from the telegraph. And today, your house is wired, everything's wired, the appliances coming down a driveway, if it's underground service, there's wire everywhere. So what kind of ball matrix of intense electricity will occur if a Carrington solar eclipse hits the wires?
The Carrington effect was 1859, and this was a plasma release from our sun, and it was hurling toward Earth. And electricity is looking for the fastest way to get to the ground. But the telegraph wires were suspended, insulated on telegraph poles with glass insulation, glass caps as insulators to keep the wires from contacting the telegraph poles. So there were hundreds of miles of these telegraph wires suspended in the air, which is like a huge antenna array. And when this electrical...
That wire that they used for telegraph, they probably didn't have a coating on it, true or false? I'm just thinking 1859.
No, it was probably bare wire. Now, that was before plastic. And
right.
The early wire had tar and cotton as an insulating material. So it was a cotton impregnated with tar covering. So that was way before rubber, way before plastic. And that was the insulation material. And that was used in the old Romex-style wiring in houses as well. But I believe that it was all bare wire, and actually that doesn't make a difference, because you can have an antenna for a receiver that is either insulated or non-insulated. It really doesn't make much difference at all, hardly any. The antennas that I've made for ham radio frequencies, that's standard 12-gauge wire. It can be insulated or not insulated. Hardly makes a difference, probably not even measurable. So, you know, for the purist, it would be bare wire. But back then, it was bare wire, suspended, drawn semi-taut across these power poles or telegraph poles, and they acted as an antenna. And then what happened was when this energy hit the wires, this antenna, it was looking for the shortest way to get to the ground. Some went to the left, some went to the right, and it set on fire the telegraph stations, which were made out of wood, because that's where the energy ended up, right there at the ends. So what you're saying, I believe, is that that's just a few antennas, even though it's hundreds of miles or thousands of miles, that's nothing compared to the hundreds of millions of miles of wire that we have suspended right now, not including the antennas in our houses, in the walls, which we'd call that Romex. Right? Well, you're right.
It's a very, very scary scenario.
Absolutely, and that's why all of our house wiring, we use main panel and sub panels. Every single panel has a surge protection device embedded in it. So each panel and each sub panel has surge protection that goes all the way back to one ground. However, that ground is the same ground that everyone else is using. It's called Earth. Actually, it's called an earthen ground. That's really what it is. So that's the way our wiring system was designed, and there is no way around the code. I mean, if you want your wiring to meet code, that's what you have to do. You have to ground it. And if you look at the power poles have a ground wire that runs from the top of the power pole straight down the side of the power pole. It's a heavy gauge copper wire, solid conductor, goes all the way down the hole to the bottom of the hole, and it spirals at the bottom of the base of the power pole. It goes round and round and round to make a concentric ring. And that's it. That's the ground for that particular power pole. And the next one, it's got the same thing. And the one after that, same thing. So all of these power poles are grounded. So we're putting ground electricity in the ground every 300 feet. Or even closer than that in the cities. It's everywhere. So we're putting electricity in the ground. And I really mean that, or I believe that this is what is causing some of these little animals to say they can't stand it anymore. It would be like a loud noise in the ocean of these submarines pinging and pinging and pinging, driving the fish out of the water, causing beaching of whales because they can't stand it. What do we do when we can't stand the sound? We plug up our ears, but what if we can't get away from it? Well, they can't get away from it unless they beach themselves. Dr. Shuley, your thoughts?
Well, I would like to know how far, let's say, the electricity grounded by poles across your land, how far it spreads out in the ground. In other words, we don't have any high power lines on our farm, but we have lines that are maybe 150, 200 feet from the house. And if I looked at the soil around the posts of those things, which don't have any wires that I know of, but when I find a difference in the soil content near the post and 100 feet away from them.
Okay, are you saying the power poles that run from the road along your driveway, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all those poles have grounds. You probably just don't see them. It's a small copper wire, thinner than the diameter of a pencil. It goes from the top of the pole all the way to the bottom and into the ground. So here's what I... When I was very young, I did an experiment. I took two rods, two metal rods, pounded them in at a distance, oh, let's say 10 feet apart in the ground. And you could take a milliamp meter and connect one lead of a milliamp meter to one of those rods and the other lead to the other rod, and you'll be able to measure current in the ground. And that was in like 1962. And the amount of electricity we've got in the ground now is way more than that. So you might want to try that. Try measuring voltage, even voltage, between any two rods. See what happens. As a matter of fact, there is what's called a ground battery, and you can drive two rods of any dissimilar metal into the ground, and you will have a permanent electrical battery as long as the soil is moist. It doesn't matter whether what metal you use. You can use brass or iron or nickel or aluminum. It doesn't matter, as long as they're different. And you'll have a permanent battery that will last, I don't know, close to forever. It's called a ground battery. So I'm going to try that experiment. Okay, what's that?
I got one question I wanted to ask Norm before I forget.
Sure.
Is there a book or a publication, Norm, that gives you a list of quartz crystals by their conductivity? You know, is there some that are better and some that are not, or it's really hit or miss on your own?
Well, if there is, I have not run across such a book.
Okay, because I figure if there was, you would have heard about it. And I mean, I really appreciate it.
I have to say, I haven't seen anything even comes close to that. But I would be surprised if some physicist hasn't done it, but I don't know.
And I just want to thank you for, you know, taking the time to answer questions like these, because you've got the most knowledge of this, and, you know, most people, they want to keep it with them. And, I mean, to share that knowledge is priceless. Thank you. I'm going to go so you guys can finish up the show. Thanks for your help. Thanks for everything. Be safe.
Thank you, Joe. Okay. Dr. Shealy and I will be right back. And I've got some questions about crystals and, resetting them. Resetting them. So let's say you buy some crystals. What do you do? We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
His office. Springfield, Missouri is the location. Telephone number 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. And if you'd like to go to the website, normshealy.com, N-O-R-M, as in Norman, Shealy, S-H-E-A-L-Y, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, I was thinking about the imprinting of the crystals that Joey was talking about and you were talking about in hour number one of today's broadcast. And I was thinking about the travel to us. Let's say they were being shipped by United Parcel Service. Or let's say USPS, United States Postal Service. I can just imagine all the smiling faces in the post office, and no yelling, no screaming. Everybody is quiet during after hours. I'm wondering if there were yelling and screaming and hostilities, and these crystals were exposed to that in the package being shipped from wherever to wherever. Would they absorb that negative, hostile energy and have to be reprogrammed?
Well, actually, when I started working with crystals in 1988, I used Oshana, the American medicine woman's technique of cleansing the crystal. There are two ways of doing it, but the best way is to hold the crystal in your hand and pass it through a candle light. So I just sweep it both ways through a candle light with the intention of cleansing all stored energy that's already in the crystal. Then you already have in your mind a short 7-word or less phrase that you want to imprint in the crystal. And you blow that in your mind plus blowing breath 3 times into the crystal. And then you put it in a pouch and wear it. And that's the way we did our research.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what about using the sun, as we mentioned earlier, So before starting with using any of the crystals, would it be beneficial to?
I think it would be cleansed by leaving them in the sun for a number of hours. I don't know how long.
Okay. And I was thinking about if we're positively imprinting them, could they be negatively imprinted prior to us receiving
them? Oh, yes. That's why you want to cleanse them before you start working with them.
Okay. You sent me an article, a link to an article about Center for Genetics and Society. Japan approves first human-animal embryo experiments. Are you concerned?
Yeah, I consider it unethical, immoral. They're going to kill that animal to get the organ. The whole thing is wrong. It annoys me. I have to detach from that one. I consider it part of evil.
And it reminds me of Teddy Roosevelt, around the early 1900s, and he would... He was involved in a Cuban invasion, and more of his men were killed than in any other battle, and he was proud of it. He was proud that he had more of his men killed at one battle than at any other time. And Mrs. Finelli and I were talking about this, and how can you be proud of that? And then the slaughter, the absolute slaughter of wild animals. He was so proud he went to Africa, and he killed elephants, and he killed, giraffes. I mean, how is it possible to even put a scope or a bead of a sight on a giraffe or an elephant? How is that possible? And be proud of killing those animals. That's our president, Theodore Roosevelt. Yeah, he got a lot of people killed, and he killed a lot of animals. And he's a bloodthirsty guy. Bloodthirsty.
Vince, if I had to kill the animals that I eat, I probably would become a vegan.
Dr. Shuley, I got to tell you, it is really, really tough. It's sad when we have a cow that is lame and can't get up, and we've tried for days using a sling and a front-end loader and all the kind ways of picking that cow up so it can live, and we just can't do it. And they're lying down, and maggots that's the next thing that is going to cover them while they're alive, and we have to put it down. It absolutely ruins. It ruins the mood here at the farm for days. Days. It is so sad. And we absolutely, it's the last thing we want to do. And it is the last thing we do. We try everything first, all kinds of heroics. It is so sad. And, you think about these ruthless people who are, just think about what's happening with going shopping today, how dangerous that is. You go to the mall and 9 people are killed in one incident, 20 in another. That's in a less than 24-hour period over the weekend. Very, very sad what's happening to the United States of America. In Europe, they use pipe bombs. Here we use semi-automatic rifles. Dr. Shuley, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you. Have a great week.
And I'll swing by later this week. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.